is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday Motivation. We're excited to have you on. Carly's on with me. Say hi, Carly.
Hello.
Well, it's an awesome Monday, and we want to chat about taking small steps in the right direction. I know over the past couple of weeks, we've really been focused on taking all-out massive action. And so we wanted to just talk about taking action at all, you know, taking those small steps to move towards your goals. Because any action is better than no action. Because I think sometimes we get overwhelmed by the whole all-out massive action philosophy. There are times where it paralyzes you. You know, you feel like you have to do so much that you don't do anything at all. And I know that there have been times that I have felt that way. And so we need to just focus on doing something every single day. And so one of the analogies that I read today when I was doing my research on Google that was really about somebody writing a book. And when you tackle a whole book, it seems like an impossible feat. It seems like I think they said a book is about 70,000 words, that I will never get to 70,000 words. There's no way I can accomplish this. So they don't ever take any action at all. But when you can carve out 20 minutes of your day and you can write, you know, I don't remember how many it said, you know, 200 words or something like that. In that 20 minutes, you know, it begins to add up. And that by the end of a week, you've got 1,000 words. By the end of, you know, a month, you have 4,000. You know, by the end of the year, you're going to have 48,000 words. That's almost a whole book, right? So, you know, you took a huge task. You broke it down to what you could do every day. And by the end of the year, you were at your goal. And so that is really what our focus needs to be is, you know, you have huge goals. If you're dialed into a motivation call, you obviously have somewhere that you want to go. And so, you know, you need to have those goals written down. Your 2 year, 3 year, 5 year goals. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Right. But that seems like a huge task. So how can you break it down into what you want to accomplish in a year, in a month, in a day? What's it going to take for you to get there? And so Carly and I were just talking about, you know, what can we carve out of our day to have exponential growth over time? And, you know, we've really been focusing with our team on taking huge, all-out, massive action over the next 30 days to create the momentum. And so, Carly, why don't you hop on and talk about, you know, what you mentioned about that approach as well.
Well, hey there. And you guys, I don't know if you know this, but today is Lindy's birthday. Lindy is 37 years old. So I know that you guys are all cheering for her, although you're muted out and we can't hear you. But, you know, actually, Wendy and I, you know, we were talking this morning about, you know, what the theme of this call would be. And of course, Lindy's birthday is on my mind. And it was actually the first thing I thought of this morning. And it sort of morphed into this discussion because, you know, I know how important it is to celebrate, just like we would celebrate Lindy's birthday, but to celebrate small successes along the way. And then we started talking about, you know, how we can reach these small successes, you know, and celebrate them, but how small steps in the right direction can add up over time. So, you know, that all being said, we've always known that consistent daily efforts build up and can start to create some momentum. Here's the problem, Lindy. I'm going to be devil's advocate for just here just a moment here, but you know, the problem with only taking small action, although we know 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and even a year down the road, it can really build up. The problem is sometimes that small steps, small action, don't really yield large results right away. And we have a tendency to think that even though we're doing these things day in, day out, that it's not really getting us anywhere. And I've seen it happen. We have a tendency to quit. And that is definitely not the direction that we want to go. So I think there's kind of like a hybrid approach here somewhere, Lindy, don't you think? Where we've been talking about for years, you know, small, consistent daily efforts, carving out 20, 30 minutes of your day and working your business. But then in the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about taking massive action because most of you have big goals that you're aiming for this month and to reach them by the end of this month. And so I do feel like there's a hybrid approach in here that in order to create this momentum that you're looking for at the beginning, you've got to take massive action. You've, you know, you really have to make a plan. You have to harness this initial excitement that you have about your business and get out there and really just spread the word quickly, you know, and create some initial momentum. But then what can happen is that you create that snowball effect, and now you can sort of maintain with consistent daily efforts. And I think that both of these approaches definitely have a place in our business. And I think when you use both of them in conjunction with each other, you can see the results that you're looking for. So what do you think about that, Lindy? I feel like we are on the right track with this way of thinking.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think you're right on that. You know, there's that quote that says something about, you know, one small step in the right direction is, I guess, still the right direction, right? And mm-hmm. we've been focused on doing more than one small step, doing everything that we possibly can for this 30 days. And I think you're exactly right. You've got to create the momentum by getting super aggressive. And then you are going to naturally have momentum that you can keep up with along the way. And so then you're, you know, the new actions that you're taking, you'll fit those into your day. And then you'll be working with the momentum that's currently there as well. You never want to stop creating new excitement, new momentum with, you know, new activities. But after you've taken this all-out massive action, you're going to have momentum carrying you. And all of those tasks that seem a little bit daunting right now with no reward are going to get easier to do because you're going to have that ball rolling. You're going to you know, have just this snowball of excitement that's going to help carry you. And so, you know, I think you have to have both. You have to be willing to take the all-out massive action to create the momentum, but you also have to be willing to take those small steps every day to keep that momentum going. Because if you stop, the momentum stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
so I want to talk about
being an entrepreneur and owning your own business or, you know, anything like that, is that, you know, while it is important to enjoy some time off, you can never quit because you're the one in control. You're the one that sets the pace. And so, you know, while it's important to have that time for you, it's also important that you never lose sight of you're the one in control of this. You're the one making these things happen. You can't rely on other people to get it done for you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the word momentum. It reminds me of a book I read about a month ago called Entree Leadership by Dave Ramsey. And he said the funny thing about momentum is that a person with momentum on their side looks better than they really are. So think about that. You know, things just seem to be all rolling in the right direction for this person. So they look
better than they really are. And a person without momentum, but that is, working to create momentum, looks worse than they actually are. So the question here is, how do you create momentum? Well, we've kind of talked about that a little bit, with all out massive action, but it's not just the action. It's the action plus your intensity plus the duration. So the amount of time you're able to create massive action that will eventually lead to creating momentum. And, the thing is, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to create momentum. Sometimes it's just a matter of finding the right person and a running buddy to do this with you, that you create momentum together. Sometimes it's having a breakthrough, like a mental breakthrough, a shift in your mindset that starts to create momentum. Sometimes it's just pure luck. But although I think that most successful people would tell you that the harder the work, the harder they work, the luckier they get. So basically, they're saying that it's not luck at all, that, they worked hard, they created that momentum. And the momentum is created in the background, it's created behind the scenes. And you don't actually see what a person is doing day in and day out until that snowball starts rolling, and sometimes starts rolling out of control. So I love the concept of momentum. And that is the key, though. How do you create it? And it's putting those three things together: action plus intensity plus duration. And if you're leaving any one part out, then it's going to be very difficult to create momentum. So you can take all out massive action and be super intense for 24 hours, but is that going to create momentum? No, because you didn't give it long enough. And just like if you have intensity, you're really thinking about it for a long period of time, but you're not taking action, still you're not going to create the momentum that you're looking for. Our team has really seen periods of momentum, and I really feel like I can even see the snowball starting to form and that we're gathering momentum again. This is going to be a very exciting month for our team. Don't you agree, Lindy?
Absolutely. But it has started with taking some all out massive action to get organized, to have a plan, to start the ball rolling. And I think that is what the last week consisted of. And so now it's going to be continuing that. We rolled out this plan for 30 days, but what we know is that we have to commit to it for 90 days to see all of the efforts come to fruition and see some massive success happen. So, the ball is rolling, and that is an exciting thing to look at and know is happening for those people that will stay consistent every day for the duration. We know what will happen, right?
Yes, we do. And it's not going to stop at the end of April. We're going to see it continue to roll. And so I feel like there's a challenge here. That's not just our challenge to you, but our challenge for ourselves. I assure you, we would never challenge you to do something that we're not committed to doing ourselves. But, if you're looking to create momentum, and we have set out a plan for you, if you're involved in our team and our business, then what we want you to do is take that first step and, really commit to yourself that you're going to commit to the plan. The second thing is to map out your day and create your plan of action and decide what you're going to be able to do and when you're going to do it, and really think it through, because that's where the intensity factor comes in, that everything that you have on your calendar is going to be intentional. You're not going to fill your calendar with things that are not productive and are not going to get you one step closer to your goal.
And then you're going to commit for 30 days minimum. Okay. That's where we are right now, 30 days. But I assure you, if you see progress and you see your own personal snowball starting to roll, you're going to keep going long after 30 days. But we're asking for 30 days from you. So that's the challenge. If you have no idea what I'm talking about and you are involved in our business, you need to reach out to either Lindy or myself and we can fill you in, because it is not too late to start your snowball and to start building momentum for your business. Lindy, what do you have to say about that challenge?
I think it's awesome. You know, we are committed. And we always are. That's why we're here and sharing with, you know, what we've got going on. And, you know, we want people to run with us. You know, Carly and I love doing this together, but the more people that we have walking arms, the more exciting it is. So, you know, we love it when others commit and actually see things through to the end. And it's always exciting to see who those people are when we look up and are celebrating successes.
Absolutely. And I was, you know, prior to starting this call, we were talking about how powerful our minds are and how you can actually, I was listening to a podcast for the life of me. I cannot remember who said this, but what they said really stuck with me. They said that your mind is so powerful that, and you are so powerful as, you know, the individual in control of your own mind and your own thoughts, that you can actually program it. And you can program your mind with a simple statement, just like, I will not quit. I am committed and I will not quit. You have instantly programmed your mind. And as long as you really believe with, you know, everything inside you that that is true, that you are committed and you will not quit, your subconscious mind will not allow you to quit. Now, as soon as you allow doubt to come in and say, well, I might quit if it's not working very well, then you've instantly doomed yourself to quitting, because it's going to happen at some point. So have conviction in your commitment. Promise yourself that you will not quit. And, you know, program your mind to believe that. And that will, you know, I'm practicing this in my own life. You know, Carly, you're committed. You're not a quitter. And see what happens. And I feel it. You know, there are times that things get difficult and I know I will not quit because I've programmed my mind to think that. So Lindy, is there anything else that you have to add before we conclude our call today?
No, I think that's perfect. You know, we want everyone to just continue to make progress towards their goals, even if it's just a little bit every day. But if you want to see massive success, get the ball rolling. Do something extra every single day too. Add 5 minutes on to your 20 minutes that you commit, but do a little bit more. Start, get that momentum going. It's worth it, you know, and I love what you just said about your mind, because we always go back to the mindset being such a key part of it. Control that first, and you're going to see all these other things come into, you know, all these seeds that you're planting come into fruition because you're putting it out there that, you know, that's the path. That's what we're doing. So I love it. It all comes full circle. Every time we have these calls, it always relates, even though we don't always intend for it to. But there is definitely a common theme, right? Every single call.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you guys dialing in. And we will be back here 10 a.m. next Monday morning for Motivation Monday. We hope that you'll dial in. And you can actually invite anyone that you think would benefit from this type of call to listen in. It's not a private call. It's open, and we always love guests. So until next Monday at 10 a.m., this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.